USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says if investigators find out that President Trump did pressure Ukraine's president to look into the business affairs of Joe Biden's son, then impeachment would be the next step. The president describes a friendly call he had over the summer with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.
The conversation I had was largely congratulatory, was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place, was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating the corruption already in the Ukraine.
Democrats say the president was using his power to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden's son, who has business dealings in Ukraine. President Trump and President Zelensky are due to meet at the UN General Assembly this week in New York. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Iran's president has spoken at a military parade calling on Western powers to leave U.S. security in the Persian Gulf to regional nations led by Tehran. Hassan Rouhani is criticizing a new U.S. coalition patrolling the region's waterways. Iran's foreign minister says his country had nothing to do with that attack on Saudi oil facilities.
We are confident that if the United Nations carries out an impartial investigation, the outcome will be that it was not launched from Iran.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Democratic voters in Iowa are throwing support to a new White House frontrunner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's time for a wealth tax in this country.
That's the voice of the front-running Democrat in the state of Iowa now, as Elizabeth Warren came in number one in a poll of likely voters done by the Des Moines Register and CNN. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders now tied for second in Iowa.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr has been on Capitol Hill recently to meet with lawmakers about new gun control measures. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that there could be progress on the issue if President Trump would challenge the gun lobby.
The Attorney General brought up to Congress last week a fairly reasonable proposal that would expand background checks to commercial sales. There's some things I don't like about it, but it's absolutely a platform for negotiation. The NRA opposes it, and so the critical question now is sitting on the president's desk. Is he willing to take on the NRA?
The nation's largest retailer has agreed to stop selling vaping products. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.